Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Last week, a federal court ruled the state of Texas had two congressional districts that violated the Constitution and the Voting Rights Act. The two invalidated districts were redrawn in response to the 2010 census, which showed a surge of growth in communities of color. With the 2018 elections around the corner, the clock is ticking to get this case handled. But a bigger question about what happens to Texas if these rulings go through prompted a decision to place Texas under preclearance as a response to the controversy over its choices in redistricting. Demographics reporter from the Texas Tribune, Alexa Ura, has the latest. I thought the Voting Rights Act had been lifted to some degree, Alexa, and states had more freedom of movement in this area.
They did. In fact, in Texas, legal wrangling, which has gone on for about 6 years, was in some ways extended by decisions by the Supreme Court to sort of lift that federal overview from states. But this has moved forward in federal courts down here, and it's taken quite some time, obviously, and could come with big implications for 2018, as we've got these two districts that were ruled invalidated, and if they end up having to be redrawn, could also affect neighboring districts as well.
The first versions of new Texas maps created by the states, if I remember my recent history, took no notice, seemingly, of the fact that there had been an enormous increase in the number of Latino voters in Texas.
Yeah, what we were told, according to the same court that just ruled against the 2013 maps, was that the 2011 maps violated the U.S. Constitution and the Voting Rights Act as well, that communities of color were intentionally discriminated against by lawmakers in drawing these maps. Texas has argued, you know, we're doing this because of partisan ways. We're trying to keep Republican control. This isn't about race. But the courts didn't buy that. You know, they looked at the way they split precincts in certain areas, the way they used race as a prominent factor in drawing some of these districts, and have not bought that. This time around, they ruled the same thing against the existing 2013 maps, which were actually drawn by the court but adopted by lawmakers later, in which some of these boundaries remain the same. And that's where the judges found fault once again.
If Texas loses and has its maps thrown out again, does this have potentially much wider implications than just these two seats in a delegation that's more than two dozen representatives strong?
Well, the question now is who gets to redraw these maps. Obviously, the state has appealed to the Supreme Court saying you should overturn the lower court's ruling, and you should also block them from requiring us to need a new map. So that's the game plan for Texas. If the Supreme Court rules against them, then they have said, you know, we reserve the right to call our lawmakers back into a special session to redraw these maps. But of course, there's always the option that it could end up being the court itself that redraws them. Obviously not ideal for folks, particularly from our congressional leaders, who have said they'd like to not have the court draw them instead. But the legal wrangling over these maps has big implications for voters who for several years have been voting under maps that continue to be deemed unconstitutional.
Does this have any application outside Texas, in other states that have been under the preclearance umbrella of the Voting Rights Act?
What we've heard from legal scholars and experts is that Texas is a pretty good candidate to do this because of its judicial history at this point. But obviously, the Supreme Court has been very, very touchy on this issue, very careful about respecting states' rights. So it's still unclear, and that part's a little ways off. But obviously, if Texas were to be put back under preclearance, would be a pretty monumental precedent under you know, the new version of the Voting Rights Act dynamic that we're dealing with in terms of whether states can be pulled back under federal oversight.
Alexa Ura covers demographics for the Texas Tribune. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.